Club Radio. You're born right now. The game version one. The best game show on radio.
Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game V1, yeah, his time is now. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game V1, yeah, his time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most, is the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way he brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belts glisten, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
Woo-wee! We are back, baby! The best damn show in radio! The originators, people, where barbershop talk meets radio. Talking the best in sports, wrestling, entertainment, sex, politics. It don't matter because it all counts in the barbershop if it don't count anywhere else. That's why it's where barbershop talk meets radio. For over 14 years, 3,000 plus episodes, we have been here. But, oh, we are all new. And you see me fresh, right? So I got a little haircut. And over here, I got the executive consultant spelled with three X's because he changed it in the chat. So I'm going to call him out live on air.
You know, three X's in the exec, right? You know, I'm glad you got a haircut. I didn't. That's tomorrow. But it's good
this
to be here.
Cut, baby.
Oh, it's a bathroom cut. Yeah, I am not going to do that because I'm going to be making a brand new hairstyle if I did that. But hey, excited to be here, Mike. Excited to be here with you. Mr. Knox, you know, it's you brought this idea to me. I said, hey, you know what? This sounds fun. This sounds like something I would be a part of, something that I could just talk about anything, executive consultant style, not just executive consultant style, actually, but Chris style. That's why I'm not wearing the executive consultants today when I'm doing this episode. This is going to be quite exciting. I mean, what
exciting
else can I say
could be.
It's going to be quite exciting.
Well, in honor of One Shots, who does their show later today on Unpopular Review Entertainment, reviewing, is that tonight or is that tomorrow for She-Hulk?
Tomorrow
for She-Hulk, but it's celebratory to them. I'm going to start this show off the only right way because, you know, anything can happen in the barbershop. You could talk about anybody, everybody, whoever you want to.
Is it the barbershop?
I'm going to have a drink in the barbershop.
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop.
With my Eagles,
you know, where can we talk straight? Right, we can't talk straight
you
anywhere
you
else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
That's all this is going to be.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop.
Nothing but healthy conversation. Listen, we are live right now, simulcasting on every platform we have. Okay, Unpopular Review Entertainment, BDSR Networks. Huh?
Almost.
Almost everywhere where we ain't at.
We are not on Unpopular View Sports. We're not on Unpopular View Gaming. I see you put UPRE in there.
I did. Okay, yeah. I did. I didn't put us on sports, which I should have done. I should have done sports. And guess what? I could do it right now. It ain't nothing to it, but you know, actually, we can't do it. We got 8 cent platforms. But that's okay. We're going to open that up. Well, y'all are starting to send us in the funds into the barbershop. We can get some better barbers and tattoo artists in here. We can do that. But tonight, executive consultant Chris, that is, we got a lot to talk about here in the first episode on the sacra, you know, we're going to pave the way of how we do things, right? So me and you debate a lot. Dice Man and I debate a lot from Perflex Talk Radio about these two females, right? I love them both, right? As my wife would say, I'm not kicking either one out of bed. Mariah and Beyonce. Since Versus is going to take a hit right now because Trilla owes them like a bunch of money, so we may not ever get Versus back again. We're gonna bring
wasn't even aware
back
of that.
Tonight.
You bring so this is why I'm glad I'm here because I wasn't even aware of that. I gotta take cues off of you because I don't know stuff like this, right? What happened with Trilla?
So basically, Trilla didn't pay these brothers, Timberland and Swiss, their money. Okay.
Those are not the ones you don't want to pay either.
Yeah, no, because they're loud proud, black, and rich. Okay. Right. So they're going to be a little ignorant.
Liz has the greatest wife known to man. So,
Shout out to Alicia Keys. Okay. She does have her, in her song, she does say, "Can I speak to Michael?" Just so you know.
Because Chris wasn't around yet.
I didn't say Chris, just said Michael. So we're going to talk about Beyonce versus Mariah. You taking Team Mariah. I'm taking Beyonce. As a heterosexual male, I'm still not in the beehive, but I'm right there. Okay? I'm right there. We're going to talk about
The funny thing is we had miscommunication, and I'll tell you, it was stuff pre-production. We had miscommunication. If I knew he was really picking Beyonce, I would have picked Rihanna. I would have been better prepared.
Truth be told, since he called me out on air, 357-6373-859, Blog Talk Radio, call in. Let's know what you hear. I did say it's supposed to be Whitney versus Mariah, but you called me out. There it is. But I was going to talk about...
Nah, I'm intentional. What did you say was that phone number, though?
347-637-3859 is the number to call in. So I'm drinking out of my Eagles glass today. So we got the NFL season coming. All right, and we're going to talk some NFL because we are both diehard Philadelphia Eagle fans. All right? There it is. NFL's around the corner. And if you're not playing Madden, then shame on you.
Okay? I am. I'm getting my butt whooped, let me tell you. I'm not ready for anybody yet.
He was talking a bunch of shh the other day.
Anybody who knows me knows I used to dominate in that damn game. But for some reason, I don't know what they call it, field sense. I don't have any. I'm lacking it. So
I tell you this much, learn how to pass and you shall surpass.
That's what I'm struggling in.
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Learn how to pass and you'll be okay.
What I'm struggling
with. We're going to talk about this. You know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I got my Birds jersey. You see, I'm drinking from my Eagles, everything right now. I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts. And I think all the sports shows keep talking about what quarterback's under more pressure. Well, I don't care about what Dakota, because his mama named Dakota, okay? May she rest in peace. Prescott, okay? It's got to do. I don't care about Aaron. I'm like Jordan, not like Jordan Rodgers, because he's not like Jordan, by the way, okay? But I care about my quarterback, because that's my quarterback, okay? And I want to talk about Jalen Hurts. Do you believe in him or not? Also, we got Kevin Durant's punk ass. I want out of Brooklyn to say I'm going to stay in Brooklyn. We're going to talk about his punk ass, too. And then tonight, 8 o'clock, AEW. We're coming live before AEW every week, y'all. So best believe we're either going to promote AEW or we're going to shit on AEW. One or the other is going to happen. That's a fact. But, Chris, let's start with Jalen. No. I want to start with what's on TV because this is a sports talk entertainment show. So 9.79 million people tune into House of the Dragon, which you made fun of.
9.7 million people are not
it good crashed. Watchers. It's not, it crashed HBO Max.
All right, go ahead.
I don't understand how and why. This is what it is. It's not for me to know why you don't like the show. Because this starts with you at a young age, as a childhood. I can tell. This is something that from a child, seriously, not making fun of you. You either choose to love to like something or you choose not to like something. It's really that simple a lot of times. Okay. It really is, right? So so as a kid, you either liked Harry Potter, you like Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons, you know, whatever the case may be, you cartoons over comic books, you learn to love it at that point.
Okay.
You, for some reason, never liked Medieval Times, I'm clearly seeing here.
Right.
Okay. So no Merlin, no Sword in the Stone. Sword in the Stone's one of the greatest Disney movies of all time.
Wasn't a fan.
Wow. You're a loser. yeah, I just called you that.
Yeah, okay. I can't believe that. Okay.
So, I mean, you're winning in life, but you're losing at your television exposure. Okay, so... Why won't you watch Game of Thrones?
I watched Game of Thrones. I watched the episode.
You don't have to like Game of Thrones to like this. This is 200 years.
But it's a spinoff. If I didn't like the original, I'm probably not going to. I'm not saying it's not possible. It is possible to like a spinoff of something that you didn't like the original content to.
Like
right?
What? Like what? I don't like Jungle Talk Happy Days.
I'm fanning Happy Days. I have to really think about something to back up my claim, but I know there are things out there. However, mm-hmm. I watched one episode of Game of Thrones. I think it was during its first season. I was not impressed. It was a little too much
Happy
for me.
Happy birthday.
What's up? It was a little too much for me, and I just said, you know what? Not watching it. Never gave it another chance. So
we're going to talk about fantasy football.
I'm going to watch House of Thrones. I don't like that time period. Fantasy football. I don't understand.
Right, listen, here's the best thing about Game of Thrones, right? Because you heard me put this. You do what you always do because I always say greatest of all time, right? But what I do is I try to separate and differentiate. I said it right. The two.
Okay.
It's not my favorite show of all time. But in the annals of what remember how I talked about Maverick and having to see Maverick in the movie theater and it's a movie?
In a while. I was so happy. Yeah.
Because it's like one of the greatest films I've ever seen in a movie theater. Not saying it's the best movie I've ever seen, but the best movie theater experience I've ever experienced. Because movies are about the noise. It's about taking you out of your television. Everybody said, oh, I got a TV. I don't have to go to the movies no more. This ain't the movies. Yes, I'm watching it, but it's not the same as watching it on a 300-foot screen when people say, yo, that's crazy. It just ain't the same. Mm. So when you watch Maverick, it's an out-of-world experience. So you put in Game of Thrones and what TV is, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting to see it week after week episodically, right? Like pro wrestling. We're going to talk about wrestling later, right? Like episodically watching television. I don't like it over Sons of Anarchy, which has a lot of the same things in it. Here's what's in Game of Thrones and House of Dragon, which you should watch. It has violence. It has sex. It has brotherhood, sisterhood. It has the alphas versus the omegas versus the punk asses. I mean, I thought my son has dragons. First of all, it has dragons.
Not paying dragons.
So you don't like How to Train a Dragon?
No.
You don't like How to Train a Dragon?
No. Why are you looking like that? I didn't like that show.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, okay. It has dragons, okay? And it's one of the greatest shows. And I'm not talking about House of Dragons. I just saw one episode. I thought it was good for a first episode.
Okay,
right. But Game of Thrones, as I rewatched it, trying to catch up, then get to the final season, go and find out like this ain't got shit to do with Game of Thrones. It's 200 years. It's technically 179 years before we learn anything about what we do know, which was the Mad King. Right, so it's 200 years essentially before we know anything about the show, mm-hmm. and it's still delivered the way that Game of Thrones delivered. Sex. I'm watching it with my son for about 15 minutes. And I said, "Yo, come watch this. It got dragons in it. It's gonna be great. You're gonna love this show." Then I said, "Hold on, you gotta leave." He said, "Huh?" I said, "This is still Game of Thrones, and at any time they might have some sexual content that I'm not submitting my son to. You know what I mean? He's 15 years old. That's not what you do. That's child abuse. Okay? There's no R. Kelly over here." Okay, that's
out of R. Kelly seems to be the theme for the day.
Yeah, you started. So then I kick him out, and in 10 minutes, all you heard was, like, okay. And then 15 minutes later, there's a whole orgy going on. Okay, so House of Dragon, that's what I'm watching, I watch TV all day. I mean, like,
true.
All the time, right? Yeah. And I learned today that General Hospital has been out longer than Days of Our Lives. You said Days of Our Lives was longer.
You did. I was mistaken.
You were completely mistaken.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, we got Grownish is back. You know what I mean? But nothing starts next week. My daughter and I will dive back into Stargirl season 3. Okay. Follow her on Michaela's Views on Unpopular View as well as Anime Is Us. But what are you watching today?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me that, right? Because everybody knows I always tease you because you watch all of this stuff that I don't watch because I don't really watch TV like that. I watch the same shows and I've been watching the same shows for God knows how long. However, let's go ahead and mention some of those shows that are like really on my list right now. And we're going to start off, of course, with the show that was actually taken off of NBC or will be taken off NBC on September 12th. You just mentioned the show.
Oh, I did.
You just mentioned the show, Days of Our Lives. Everybody knows me, knows I love soap operas, right? And this is one of the first shows I've ever watched. I watched this with my mother, and I've been watching it for the past 30 years. It's going to be on Peacock. It's just a very interesting time. Some people came back from dead, but that always happens. But the main thing I want to shout out, because I know you Terminators are going to watch Days of Our Lives, is this show, which season just ended a couple weeks ago. I don't know why we're going to beef. We can't be beefing while we're doing this. But this show right here.
I've never seen it. But I'm flabbergasted by you can watch this because it's comedy, but it's still sci-fi. Okay, you like sci-fi. You don't like, I get you, and I got you, and I understand you. I'm not the biggest sci-fi guy. It takes special sci-fi for me. So go ahead. The Orville, good show.
The Orville is a very good show. It's in its third season. It was on Fox. It got canceled somewhat. They transferred it to Hulu with a bigger budget, and season three has just been spectacular. It's a series, sci-fi series. It's a little playoff of Star Trek. By Seth MacFarlane. It was really more funny and sci-fi in the first two seasons, and it really got serious in the third season with the less jokes. And right now they're on they're showing all the seasons on Disney Plus, and we're all in there trying to get everybody to get them to renew it for season four. So I want to make sure that people are out there giving it a chance. I know what Viggo looks like, so that's interesting, and I might be interested to look that up.
Bro, but Viggo!
One person, one of my friends put me onto a show to watch it because the Orville finished ending. It ended, and I'm not going to watch Harley Quinn until the final episode. I like binging stuff. So he said, recommended this. I'm going to take a look at it. It's called The Sandman off of Netflix.
Get the thing off the screen. My bad, David. Dennis. Okay. MTV. Not MTV. I'm sorry. I watched before General Hospital comes on because I get to work from home. Right? Good Day America. And they talked about that and how that's the number one show. Like they're saying like The Sandman is like top 10 all time in Netflix. And of course, it was a comic book at first. I find no interest in it. I'm going to start watching The Witcher with our Superman in it. I said our Superman because
he's with me. That's true. But that's been out for a while, right?
I just haven't watched it because I watched the first episode like you with Game of Thrones. And right. I was kind of thrown off by it. You know,
kind of like me and Smallville.
That's just stupid. But I just can't stand when you say stuff like that. Like,
I mean, it wasn't interesting. They didn't capture it.
It's Smallville. Like, see how gangster that song is? That's how gangster Smallville is. You know what I'm saying? What show is bumping Eric B and Rakim? I say,
Sandman's very slow. You need to have patience. Okay. Thank you for that.
All they didn't have patience in Dennis is in the bedroom. The only person you have patience in. Okay.
Okay.
When it comes to TV, I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That took patience. Matter of fact, I take it back even further and worse than that. Because at least Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was good for about 3.5-4 seasons. I watched Lost for every single freaking episode. Lost is the worst TV show in the history of TV. It goes absolutely nowhere. From the first episode, the whole story was told. That's all I'm going to say. Damn it.
Okay, I didn't watch Lost.
Sorry, it's personal to me. It's personal to me. Like I watched it, like because Lost one of them shows that was really, really good for like 4 episodes.
And I remember really there people for, like, really on
3
it.
Episodes.
People were really on it, and I remember how much people hated the season finale. I mean, series finale. But I do remember Lost being popular there for about a few episodes
because it was. You know why we hated it? I'm a spoiler alert. I don't care. Spoiler. What my significant other told me in the very first episode is what we found out at the end. That everything we watched for 6 seasons was a freaking ghost dream. It was like, you thought Bobby in Dallas was a dream for 1 season? No, Lost said for 6 seasons, everything you watched didn't exist. It was the worst finish in the history of finishes.
Okay.
I will say that much. But I'm still watching. And I'm going to say this before we get out of here and change subjects. Because everybody watched Prey a couple weeks ago.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to spoil alert it for you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do that. Although I should because it's been out for like a month.
Well, I when we get into the Predator series and on UPRE is when I want to watch it. I don't want to watch it twice in case it was trash.
Okay, it was trash.
Okay. I'm hearing mixed reviews though, but okay.
You know you're hearing mixed reviews?
Why?
I'm going to look at the camera on this one. I do not subscribe to the MCU universe theory. However, it's like some of you people in church. I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
Okay.
I get what that portion is saying, but I also get what women are saying about, well, we never had these kind of movies and these kind of TV shows, and it's time we leave. So being in the middle, all I ever want, I don't have a problem with homosexuality in television or nothing like that. I have a problem with homosexuality when you try to make the Penguin from Gotham gay. That's where I had a problem. Because the character has never been gay. If the character was gay all along, then it's whatever. You want to introduce me again, like with Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Harley Quinn never gave us gay vibes. But her and Shortnot did Ivy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're in love and got married. It's things like that. But overall, still a good, funny show. But like, you watch Prey, and it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those big, you know, guys had a hard time defeating this predator. But this 150-pound, 100, maybe 130, no, I'm lying, 105 Native American beat a predator. That's all I gotta say. I'm sorry.
Thank you for that. Okay. Hey, that's fine. By the time I actually watch it, I'm gonna probably find out anyway because it's been out for a while. So can't say I disagree with that.
You know, because I literally stopped watching. This is why I got mad too, right? Mm-hmm. I was catching up on Game of Thrones, and the internet went crazy about, yo, you gotta go watch. And I was gonna watch it anyway because we were talking about it. Like, I'm gonna go watch Prey. It's Predator. Everybody was talking about it. So I said, let me stop watching this to go watch this movie. You know what I'm saying? I stopped what I was doing to go watch this, and it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, great action. Really great action. It's just, that's where they delivered it. But I'm going to stop the music for a second, all right? If you don't mind. 347-637-3859. Y'all on there. Oh, my bad. I forgot to say this. If you want to talk or say something, you have to press the number one. My bad. Okay. Hit the number one.
Yada, yada, yada.
Listen. In case you didn't hear it. One more time. Give it to me one more time. Come on. The Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL is starting. It's coming up. It's starting real soon, their executive consultant. And as an Eagle guy, I always say this, although I always say two things. Look, I do that, right? If you never lived in said city or have a social or I received a tax refund from said city, then that ain't your damn team. Because when Kobe Bryant, happy Mamba Day, by the way, y'all, it's 8/24. Happy Mamba Day.
Wasn't his birthday like 3 days ago, though?
Something like that, too, but it's because of the numbers.
Okay.
Because the 8 and the 24 were two numbers, right?
Okay.
I asked the same thing. That's what they made it. You know what I mean? That's what it is. That's what we're
going to make it be. No problem.
All right. So, dude, that's right. Get the music started. The NFL's coming back. Thank you. I look at this and I go, two things. I always say what I just said. If you're not from said city, been from said city, that's not your team. Kobe Bryant won a championship. He ain't cheering for you. He's cheering for the people in L.A. Second, I say, Philadelphia Eagle fans from Philadelphia are delusional. And the real Eagle fans are the ones that left the city. Still from Philly, but left the city.
Okay.
And I say that to say, my brother who's in town, I'm going to go visit after this show. Cannot wait to see my brother. I love him. He's in town. I'm mad he left me here in Florida. I moved down here because you were here. You left. But, like, my family back home, they say shit like, I ain't scared of Los Angeles Rams. We can win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, so what? All Jalen got. And I'm like, we still got Palm at guard. The defense has not played subpar. We got some rookies that look real good. And as I watch N'Kobe Dean in preseason, and I love N'Kobe Dean and all he did at Georgia, but I watched him in a preseason game against the third and second stringers, and he looks small.
But it's preseason.
Doesn't matter. I'm looking at stature, right? How you stop my mind from thinking you hate, not that you hate Johnny Gargano, not put it in your mouth, But you don't understand the hype about Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole Bebe and those guys because they're size. Not so that they can't wrestle and all that stuff, but they can't give you the cover of, you know, Vogue.
Muscle Fitness.
Yeah, Muscle Fitness, something like that's gonna promote the company more. Right. So I look at Nakobe and I said, man, he's kind of small out there. And these NFL players. That's all. I hope I'm completely wrong. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? All I hear is he's a dog, right? Like a black man can say that to another black man. You can say dog, but if a white guy say, yo, he's a dog, that's some racist shit right there. That white guy cannot say dog. Right? They really can't, though. You like you can't say that stuff. You just can't.
No, you're absolutely right. 100%.
You can't say it. Right? But I'm looking at Jalen Hurts. And I'm looking at him as the Eagles quarterback. And I'm tired of hearing the same old, you know, he's a leader. Those guys follow him. That's good. You know who else they follow? Tim Tebow. And I was a Tim Tebow guy. But Tim Tebow couldn't win the big game when it mattered most because athleticism still has to, you know, pan out and learning the smarts and having the mechanics and all the things that need to be an NFL quarterback.
So you're playing Jalen Hurts on the same category as Tim Tebow?
I'm talking about as far as them saying, well, yeah, why couldn't I? I would put Vince Young above Tim Tebow as far as winning as a college quarterback.
I would too.
Okay. So, but I love Tim Tebow. And I hate the University of Florida, by the way. As a Florida State Notre Dame guy, I heard the speech against Ole Mississippi when he said, it was my fault. It'll never happen again. We were unprepared. God bless you. Good night. I said, oh, this young boy. I don't care what he does. You know, that's owning up to what you did. And I became a fan. So I want to like Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Again, in the words of Terrell Owens, that's my quarterback. I want to love him. I hope I'm completely wrong. But being 14 years here on BDS, you know, BDSR Network. What do you say? What
do you say? Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Tim Tebow. Shake my head. Come on. Don't do Jalen like that. I said J-Lo. Don't do Jalen like that.
You did say J-Lo. That's funny when you get caught. 61% completion center. I'm getting only played 2 years. He had 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year. 87% quarterback rating, but we were last in the league in passing. We were first in the league in running. I think that's an overblown stat. I think stats sometimes can lie. I think... you know, what's the sound? I say people lie, stats don't. That's one of my sayings, right? And now I say stats can lie. And let me rephrase that. Stats can be misleading.
Correct. 100%. Stats can be misleading. But I do believe our run game is actually going to be the one that wins this game. So I'm not a fan of Jalen Hurts, nor can I get behind him yet. I see what you're saying. I'm not saying I disagree with what you're saying at all. I was just asking a couple questions. But I completely agree with you. I can't say anything more about it. Jalen Hurts is not that guy to me, like Johnny Gargano. He's not that guy to me, right? So I would like to see us go in another direction. A lot of people are expecting us to do pretty well this season. I can see why. I just don't necessarily agree. I see a breaking even season, and I don't want to see a breaking even season. I want to see a season where we're going to go out there and be a contender. And right now, I don't see it with Jalen Hurts at helm.
I can see us contending competing for the division, even with Jalen Hurts, because of the roster. Remember the year that we did the dumb thing when Vince Young was on our team and he said we're a dream team? We had Nami Asenwa and all those guys and we got our asses whooped.
I think
we
won like yes, that was about 7 years ago, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's play fantasy booking, right? We're wrestling fans. Okay. First game, Lions, win or loss? On the road. I'm going win.
September 11th, I'm going to go win.
All right. They play the Vikings week 2 at home.
Win.
Okay. I got that. It's a win too. Mm-hmm. The Commanders, Washington. Loss. In Washington.
Loss.
You know what's crazy about that? Mm-hmm. I said loss too. No bull.
Yeah, and
no
I bull. Hate it too. If and I was living in Washington, I would not have ever said that out loud.
You know why? Because divisional matchups in the NFC East are the closest there is in any other division, in my opinion. And I watch a lot of divisions. I think they're all kind of close. Like the AFC West is the next closest. Mm-hmm. But in the AFC East, it's a crapshoot. Jaguars, that means former Super Bowl winning coach comes home to Philadelphia. Week 4. Win or loss?
I'm going to go with loss.
I got win there. Mm-hmm. Cardinals in Arizona.
Loss.
You got loss. Mm-hmm. I got win. Cowboys, Eagles, and Philly Sunday Night Football.
Win.
You got win. Guess what? I got loss.
That was a tough one. I hesitated a little bit. I wouldn't want to
say loss. I think we beat them there.
Okay.
Steelers, Eagles, Philadelphia, 2 weeks after
that. I hate picking this one. As a Steelers fan, I hate picking this one. And I think Steelers are going to be terrible too. And I think they're going to need a victory a little bit more. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
So you're going to go on loss.
We should do this at every beginning of every for all 16 games.
You know you have us right now 4-5?
Yeah, I say we're going to break even.
Wow. So you got them going, what is it? They ain't 8 no more. So it can't be even. Right, because it's not 8-8. They got an extra game.
No, you're right. It's going right. to be the most thing we can do, 9-8.
So Texans, we both got win there with Texans, right?
Texans, we got that's
Commanders back at home. I got win against the Commanders. You got us the Commanders sweeping us?
Mm-hmm. No, I got us winning.
Okay. We both got us there. Colts in Indianapolis. I got loss. We both got loss. Now, I got us at this point with 3 losses. You got us with 5 losses. I mean, mm-hmm. 6 losses. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was that? Colts. So we got Packers. Loss. I think we beat Green Bay.
Okay.
Because it's at home. I really do.
Okay.
Titans, Eagles.
That's a win.
That's a win for you. Mm-hmm. I got a loss for us.
I got a win for me.
I got a loss for us against the Titans. Okay. Giants, Eagles. I think we sweep the Giants. Win. So I'm going to go win on that automatically for me. You got to win with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bears, Eagles. My home team, where I was born versus the place I was raised in. And so I got the Eagles still winning that game.
I got us losing that one.
Okay, you got us losing. Boy, you got us being a horrible fucking team. Cowboys, Eagles. I got us winning that because I had us losing the last one.
And I have us losing that one.
All right, so that's a split with them. Saints, Eagles, January 1st. New Year's Day game. The world is watching.
That's a win.
That's a win. I got us with a win as well. And then we got Eagles, Giants in the season. I got win. When I told you, man, you got to win as well. So I got us 12-5.
Mm-hmm.
You got us 8-7. I mean, mm-hmm. 7-8. I'm sorry, 7-8. Yeah, it was with a losing record. Mm-hmm. So you don't believe in Jalen Hurts at all.
Hold on, I got us 7-8.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't add up.
Let me go back to the, let me go to the calendar again.
Because you said you had yourself at 12-5.
Yeah.
7-8. I mean, before last
I'm sorry. Sorry. I counted wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 9-8.
Yeah,
sorry.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's pretty much what I said. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, 9-8. Well, okay. Wow. You got us not being good at all. Thank God I'm not watching no games with you this year.
Well, we probably will watch one, but at the same time, at the beginning of, I mean, every episode we do of this, I want to predict all the games for the week coming.
That's cool. Hashtag bet that. Bring it back, baby. Bet mm-hmm. that segment. Listen, 14 years, man. I've been, BDS Network is back on air. This is insane. Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. And then I have my Ayatollah Rock and Roll to the Stars next week back with us to tweet for us. Okay. And get us out there, get a little bit more promotion out there. Listen, like, follow, subscribe, Unpopular Review, Unpopular Review Entertainment. I mean, Unpopular Review Sports, Unpopular Review Gaming. Listen, if you're a person who people like you, people don't like your opinion, people do, this is a place for you. All right. Moving on from the NFL, right? Because so we this guy right there, Kevin Durant. I'm gonna be real fast with you. I don't even want to talk about him. I'll be honest with you. I don't even want to talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant and like the rest of the NBA players today to me are really soft. SWAFT.
Soft.
I got 4 years left. I don't want to play it because the people I can't play with can't win. And he wants to leave, but y'all don't treat him right. I get that I'm in a different position than you, Kevin Durant. I get you're a millionaire, and I'm a thousandaire.
Start to say hundredaire. He started to sell himself short.
I had to count my ducats a little bit. Okay. But don't you dare sit here and tell me I can't feel the same way, right? Because my man, Dave Chappelle, said on Dave Letterman, I need to figure out how. So it's a difference between 21 million and 24 million, right? You lose the money. And I don't have the money he has. He's a millionaire. But I don't understand how you can sit here and cry and complain about wanting to leave. Like, I get that we as society has made it about a Michael Jordan-esque kind of thing, right? Championships matter. So if you don't win a championship, we're going to call you a loser. I get that. That's not kind of your fault. That's the public's fault. But there's a way how you get the championship that matters. We're going to respect Allen Iverson for having no championships because he tried his ass off by himself and they couldn't do it. As opposed to you went there, you won with Golden State, but you didn't have to go win. Like, for what it's worth, and yes, I think he was the best player on that team. You was a sucker for going to play with Golden State. He was a sucker for going to play with Golden State. Because in my day, he didn't need help. Shout out to my spirit animal, LeVar Ball. Okay? He didn't need help. I got two bad knees, arthritis, a hole in my knee. I'm overweight, and I love to drink. If Michael Jordan was in my driveway right now, I'm going to call his punk ass out. Because that's how I was raised. I'm a lion. But Kevin Durant can't. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Well, I'm a little disturbed by you saying that you will challenge Michael Jordan after you just named all your ailments. But I'm not disagreeing with you on this one either, Mike. Why would you play him if you're not going to win?
No, I didn't say that. I'm not guaranteeing victory. But I'm going to talk a whole bunch of shit while I'm trying to win.
Fair enough.
Come on. That's wax sauce. No applesauce, crisscross it or not. By the way, did you know that Jump was a diss record?
I never knew that. Fun fact.
to ABC, another bad creation. Because where you close out is biggie, 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 whack. Wait. You don't think that if players had the influence and power that they would have back and they wouldn't do it? I think some would have. Some, not a few, and not many. And I think today it's many. Because face it how you want to face it. This is the barbershop. I'm just keeping it real. It's so much estrogen in the food today that these men aren't really men anymore. It's just not. We were raised in a time, the majority of us, the people that I can't say people I mess with because I'm in all eras. Okay, I get along with all kind of people. That's not what I'm saying. But when I grew up,
90s and up, it just definitely completely changed. I agree with you 100% on that one. It's different eras, different time. It's because of different things that we're privy to, as we were not at our age growing up, that they are right now. To me, devices, I'll say, which I mean with all pun intended, that allows them to see certain things and then kind of I think George Carlin said it best: the pussification. Right? The pussification of our youth today is the reason why it's getting the way it is. And we have too many times. Even LeBron James, hashtag possible GOAT. I won't say GOAT.
Ain't no GOAT. He's a king. He's a king. He ain't no mama. He ain't no GOAT. But he's a king. Akron's fine.
He's a little soft at times.
He's a little soft. I respect
him, but he's a little soft at times.
Allen Iverson wasn't soft.
Allen Iverson definitely was not soft.
Just saying. That's all I'm going to say about Kevin Durant. Because I got a better conversation I want to start with. I ain't going to lie to you.
Thank you for not lying.
I'm going to win this competition right now. We got any commercials?
Yeah, I have some commercials in there.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We got a lot of shows coming up on Unpopular View Entertainment, Unpopular View Sports. Tomorrow, we got Unpopular View Sports, the top 5 black quarterbacks of all time. I don't know what his list is. Christopher Platinum, Golden Voice, Platinum Voice.
If he don't have Randall Cunningham...
At number one and number two? If he ain't number one and number two, we're going to have a problem.
I might be on that episode, so look out for that.
All right. We'll be right back. Y'all, we're going to come back with Beyonce. The Michael Jackson of female artists. Versus Mariah Carey. He got Mariah, y'all. I got the beehive.
I want Rihanna.
Well, you got Mariah right now.
Yeah, I got Mariah right now. I'm starting. Go ahead, play that commercial.
Right, you play it. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, there it is. Right, thank you. Here we go.
Right back.
Oh, you said there it is. I thought you meant you found it. Stay with us.
Lock up your children. Yes, Salem, we're back.
The Sanderson sisters. The Sanderson sisters. The original cast, bruh. Are you kidding me?
Live in large and take a charge, big boy!
How did you get past security?
A movie about two friends.
Follow me.
On the way up.
Lead the way, Alfred.
Who is Alfred?
You know, Batman's homeboy.
To the back gate.
To the back gate.
Got you. My uncle is a very sick man.
That's sad.
I ain't giving up no booty.
Now then, who could be calling at this time?
It's my boyfriend.
He says you're tripping because you're in Hollywood, and he hopes you don't get played.
Baps.
Tell him he better hope his mama don't get played.
If you want to fight this man, that's your business. But don't pretend this is about your father.
Victor Drago, son of Ivan Drago, who infamously killed Apollo Creed, appeared today to issue a challenge to Adonis Creed.
Don't do this.
I ain't got a choice.
That's the same thing your father said. He died right here in my hands. That kid was raised in hate. It's dangerous. He broke things in me that ain't never been fixed. It ain't worth it.
If we don't do what we love, then we wouldn't exist.
Time, kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, we'll be having the episode called Baps Movie Review, reviewing the Holly Berry and the other person. I forgot her dang old name. Now, that movie was very interesting to watch. Can't wait to review that tomorrow, coming on UPRE at 9 o'clock p.m. And, of course, on Tuesday, we'll be reviewing the movie Creed 2, the end of our Rocky franchise, coming out Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Looking forward to that one as well. And make sure that you subscribe to Seed Superior's YouTube channel, and she does a lot of reviews and reactions herself. But I think we got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, well, some stuff? That's how you're going to just disrespect the queen like that?
Well, we didn't have Rihanna up there, so.
You want to put that up there right now, then? She's over here. She's up here.
No, because I don't have time. I would need 5 minutes, you know?
You need 5 minutes? You've been crying the whole time. I thought you was preparing yourself.
All right, let's do this. What do we got? I'll put Mariah up there. She is after all the queen.
Okay, you kept saying Mariah, but you're right.
The only person I can add to Mariah is Whitney. We said that.
I fumbled the bag. Okay? However, this conversation was a conversation as well that we had once before as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to rock with that one. So the winner of this takes on Whitney Houston. How about that?
Beyonce versus Whitney seems unfair, but sure.
Well, how does it seem unfair? What if you're saying you already give up that Mariah's going to lose this competition?
No.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
So do you understand versus? What does versus mean to you? Because to me, versus means several things, right? One importantly is there's a difference between hip hop and rap.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to music, songing, singing, artist, the hit matters. When it comes to rappers, the bars matter, not the hits. Because there's a difference between when you hear a song on the radio, it's different. When you're in the streets and you hear that guy rapping on the corner and he's spitting hot fire like Dragon.
Oh my God, you did not just say that.
Dragon's a monster.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put Mariah in. I'm taking Mariah out. And
you really took Mariah out?
I took Mariah out. Because of this one, it needs to be.
Because I made my list to go against Mariah. If I knew my list was going to go against Rihanna, which I think this is really a cakewalk now. Okay.
This should be easy for
you, right? With Mariah, I thought Mariah was actually might have secondarily, might have won depending on if you were smart enough.
Who's judging this anyway? I think Mariah can win.
No, Mariah was gonna. Mariah could have won, depending on.
What sorry, I think Rihanna could win. Who's judging, regardless? Who's judging?
Well, I don't know at this point. I was supposed to get somebody on income, so fuck it. So, so it's just on. Us.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to lose real quick.
Hit for hits. Hits for hits. Okay. And so I'm talking about Beyonce. We talking about. To me, right? And we're going to say arguably because that's my opinion. So, I mean, there's people out there that can argue this, but the majority, I don't think the majority is with it 100%. So, I would say arguably. Arguably to me, Beyonce is the female Michael Jackson.
Okay. An argument can be made.
I think she's that good of an artist. So, I had more songs in here and you removed them.
I did not.
All right. So you did.
I did not.
You definitely did.
I did not.
You definitely did.
I did not.
You definitely did.
I can keep going. Remember, I'm stalling. So you can, like, you can go ahead and keep saying it. But I did not. I don't know if StreamYard did it, but it was not me. But if you need more space, you can remove those Mariah Carey songs for now.
No, I'm just mad because I thought it was here. But it ain't. I never had it. So, in that case, I'm going to start off.
With that being said.
With that, did I say that? Did I do that? No, did I do what that's being said?
You should have.
I didn't. I'm going to start off with something recent and still just fire. For my girl. Yeah.
Not that recent.
Honey, honey, love on top. She came out on MTV Awards dancing and singing. I told everybody, somebody knew what the hell I was talking about, but I keep trying to tell people, like Bret Hart told me, hey, Mike Knox, you know your shit? You can't tell me I don't know my R&B. Okay, I said, yo, she's doing New Edition. This is a video, and who's the video remind you of? Who's the video after? New Edition. And she's on stage, and she's bopping, and she's smiling. And she's singing her ass off, and she shows her baby. And who is it? It's Blue Ivy. She shows the world she's pregnant for the first time. Love on top! By the queen herself! Baby, it's you! You're the one I love! You're the one I need! Come on! What you got? What you got?
This is a song I hear when I go to, Vegas a lot, no, especially at a pool party.
Huh? Okay. I was thinking Mariah for a second.
Nah, this is Rihanna. And when I'm at a pool party in Vegas, or I'm at a club in Vegas, or any place that needs to... Look at you. You fist pumping already. Because Rihanna knows how to play them club hits. And as much as I love Love on Top, this is not a jam. Love on Top. I remember her. There was a song. LMFAO, you want to talk about one-hit wonders. They were a two-hit wonder. They had two songs that were really popular. Well, they had a few. The Shots and I forgot, some dancing songs. Anyway, and I said, Shots is better. People didn't believe me. I said, in 10 years, Shots will still be played everywhere you go. The other song will not. This song will still be played 2 years from now. Love on Top, I can't say so much. That's why I want to go with this song.
So and you I think use I'm one the, up ref- you, the wrestling reference of how it was. Oh, God.
It's the moments, man.
It is about what you play versus what you play. Touche to you. I will give Rihanna that one. I love Love on Top more. But as you're saying, longevity, that song will last forever because it's always going to be a party song. Hell no! What do you think I'm saying here? Love on Top! It's Queen Bey showing the world she got Blue Ivy in her!
Okay.
Okay? That performance, that smile, there would be no Rihanna, Chris Brown, and...
Oh, come on, man! Come on, man! He admits he's biased!
Don't
come
matter.
On, man!
Don't matter, just don't
I can tell Biden has never been to Vegas. I can tell he's never partied in Vegas or Miami. Next time we go on a trip, we go to a club and they play that and you're like this and you're drunk. Okay. Don't say anything. All right. Don't say that word.
Listen, I'm always going to hear Love on Top and just start singing and dancing wherever, no matter where I'm at. So,
and that might be true, but the odds of you hearing Love on Top as opposed to that song,
you spoke club language, and that for that,
that's,
I give
that's
you
how
that.
I can only speak, song, how I can speak.
The song overall, I think Love on Top. What you got for number two?
I go for two. Okay,
yeah, because I want to play. You're gonna kind of beat my ass every time
that's
I play fair, something
that's,
else.
That's exactly
you played a club,
you know,
song
me
after I played it. Yeah,
you know me, right? Yeah, so you know I would do that. I was like, okay, yes, I am. All right, so you play to win the game. And I'm going to go out with a banger. You said recent, and that wasn't recent. That song came out in 2010.
10 years ago.
But I'm going to play.
I said fairly recent.
This is more recent.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you recognize it.
Go work.
Come on, man.
I love Rihanna.
This is a song.
I mean, you can play fucked up my entire poster that I made today.
Man.
For Instagram.
Every working man plays this song. Every working woman plays this song.
Don't play this
song. You know why? Come on, man. This is the song you think about.
I don't. I know it, but I don't play it.
Every time you go there, anybody who's a hard worker, you know what I'm saying? Not putting people on hold. Anybody who's a hard worker goes out there and they know this song because that's all they feel like doing. Work.
Say,
I'm popping in there with work.
Did he say they know that song? So then I know I got you beat. I'm sorry. You talking about clubs? You talking about getting played forever and forever? Huh? Liza Minnelli sung this song in Sex and the City at a wedding. It was getting her dance on. I'm taking single ladies over work. Okay? This song spawned a whole generation of women saying, you better put a ring on. Why you not married now? You must know. Don't be threatening me to marry you right now. I'm taking single ladies over that. What did Peanut Gallery say? That's not the name of the song, though. Nobody played that yet. That's early Rihanna. I don't know. He knows. Chris is actually good because he's like me. He's more eclectic. Rude Boy. I'm more of a Rihanna early episodes albums as well myself, personally, over the other Rihanna. But... who y'all got with that second song? I'm definitely taking single ladies over work. Write that down, Chris, so we know in the order we went in, please. So I had Love on Top versus your club banger. Then you had work versus single ladies. So that was my turn, technically. So I'm going to go and keep the party going, right? So you see Beyonce... The party gotta go. It ain't no song that Beyonce had that girls go crazy over. More than Drunk in Love. I'm not even a fan of this song. But the women? He said that guys are playing work at work. No, I'm a man's man. I'm not playing.
And I
love the notebook.
It.
I'm not playing work. I'm not playing Drunk in Love either, by the way. Just But Drunk in Love? Surfboard. it spawned a whole generation of hoes. Okay?
My God.
They came out the woodwork. Oh, this is the barbershop, damn it. Ain't no women in here right now. And if they were, we'd be a little bit more respectful. They ain't here. Okay? 347-637-3859. Okay? Drunk in Love. This is what I got for number three for Beyonce. Come on, Rihanna, what you got?
I'm gonna go, you know, that's a collaboration between Beyonce and Jay-Z. So why not bring a collaboration with Jay-Z and Rihanna? How about
Rain? Get the boo.
Whack. Hey, Rain. It's Umbrella.
Yes. So I hope that he would come out and not know how to play this game of verses. So
Umbrella, right? Was one of the songs that put her on the map with versatility. Oh, come on. Nah.
That's two to one. That's two to one.
Come on, man.
And I love Umbrella. Jay-Z? That is her husband, right? So, I mean,
it's my turn.
This is the video that told you Beyonce died and gave the birth to the witch, that some would say, of Sasha Fierce. Right? She's in the car. She's burning. Jay-Z's doing his... drops the fire on the ground. The car blows up. Oh, sweet Beyonce comes out and stuff. That old's like, what? Crazy in love. In your eyes. Oh, them thighs got me every single time. Come on, bruh. Crazy in love. I don't care what the hell you got from Rihanna. They ain't beating that. For the one. Calling it right now.
Yes. Yeah,
so... call it right now. It's over. Like Vince Carter. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh, that's, it's downloading what I got for you.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
No, I got something. I got something.
Nothing.
Remember, I'm doing this late, so I'm just still downloading songs. Don't do that.
You should have stayed with your Mariah.
No. I got you.
Because Mariah might have been winning this competition right now if you'd have picked the right songs.
Rihanna is still winning the competition.
Rihanna is not winning this competition.
Rihanna is winning the competition.
No, she's not.
Yes,
Rihanna should be going against, like, Monica.
All right, I got you right here. You said Monica. Yeah. Who? Rihanna should know. Rihanna is a billionaire, okay?
Beyonce, not over her music.
It's more of her music. I didn't say it was her music now. I just said that she's a billionaire.
Look, bring it to me. What you got?
All right, it's downloading. There we go. You want to talk about the first hits?
So you picked this against Crazy in Love.
This? Yes, I will put this against Crazy in Love. Don't stop the music. Don't stop the music. Remember, she is catered for more than just one gender. Okay, so she's out there and she's played it for everybody, every genre. This could be played anywhere. All right, I was a cowboy. So you people don't live in Atlanta, y'all know what that is. I was a cowboy and the country version of this song. Get him off the screen. So he's playing the country version of this song because don't stop the music, bro. Don't stop. I don't even want this music to stop. That's how good this song is right now.
Please don't stop the music versus Crazy in Love. Okay, I'm gonna keep it going because this contest is already over. And I will hop out, because I have, at a gas station while I'm pumping gas with my significant other, and we will dance to, I never understood the dudes in the 90s that stood on the wall. I get it, you was playing cool games, don't dance, we boogie. Remember how we got hit with burners and hoodies? I get all that. But I was sweating. Get my dance on. And while you may have left with the girls, because we always find out, you know, they just want somebody to go home with. I got my bing hard while I was dancing, and I went home with somebody. Meanwhile, if you don't dance with a woman when Get Me Body come on, you put yourself on the screen, right? Can I put myself on the screen? You're a loser if you don't dance to this song with a woman when this song comes on. Chris, you know I'm right. When this song comes on, if you want, I'ma get me some. Let me see if I just went. Hey, and my three best friends, we gonna do it again. Hey, come on, what? I'm down to the phone and hit the phone with it. Come on, bro. Get me body. Get me body.
You know where I find you.
I love this song, by the way.
You know what I find you? I find you very rude, sir.
I love this song, and the peanut gallery helps you with this one.
No, I already had it on my list. Right here on my list, all right?
But
this is one of the latest ones, I like. You are very rude, sir. And just like you said, Get Me Body, and I give you that. When you put Get Me Body, I didn't think I was going to win this round. I mean, I even tell you, hey, you know what I'm saying here on air? I said, the gayest you'll ever see me dance is when this song down, Get Me Body. So I agree with you.
Vogue. That's me with Vogue. Vogue comes on my Madonna dog, I will start it. Walk like a Philadelphian. All of it, y'all.
But Rude Boy, you got to swing your hips to this, you know what I'm saying? You just got to swing your hips to it.
You are writing these down, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to get embarrassed online later.
No.
I really want you to understand that, yo, that you're going to get embarrassed. And I love this song. This is taking nothing from Rihanna. But if you know anything about me, in one of my favorite movies of all time, listen to this. Weird Science.
He won't, you know. He doesn't stand for baloney.
Hey, I'm not
gonna stand here and listen to this baloney.
Baloney.
He won't, you know. He doesn't stand for baloney.
I hate bologna. When I was a kid, we had to eat it all the time, like with mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Bologna is so damn
nasty. I can't eat bologna now because it's
bologna is so nasty. We got a few songs left and we're going to get out of here because we already went past the hour. But I got them in here, so I'm going to play them anyway because that's just what I do.
This is Harry Smith, and you're listening to the best damn show in radio with Mike Knox.
And we can continue this conversation over. It doesn't matter what I play next. It doesn't matter, right? So I'll be honest. I, you know what? I go a little bit to your standards, right? I go to your standards. I didn't. Did I play this already? I don't think I played. I didn't play this. I didn't play Deja Vu. I mean,
this baby boy.
Baby boy, you know what I'm saying? But
not Deja Vu. That's
you're right. You're completely wrong. I mean, I'm completely wrong.
You're completely
wrong. I'm completely wrong. But Dante Yen. Baby boy, you say you're my mom, fulfill my fantasy. Well, not, you know, I don't want to say that part, but you get what I'm saying. How do you compete with this? Rihanna has no songs unless she's singing about her grandmother that can compete with any Beyonce song.
I disagree on that one completely.
Well, I wouldn't say any Beyonce song. You're right.
You know what you're talking, what you're saying right now. Let's. One thing you didn't bring up is Beyonce. You have these nice little songs, her being Femme Fatale. You know she got some hits in her, but is she a singer?
Huh? Are you trying to say that Rihanna can't be Beyonce? I'll walk off the show right now.
She can walk like Rihanna the
show right now.
This ain't does her she have these songs like this? Go ahead, walk. This one, you talked about karaoke earlier. I sang this in karaoke while I was in New York. It's about to go.
Yeah, I love this song. But you're talking about singing. I'm not going to say Beyonce's the greatest singer. I wouldn't be.
And I'm not taking anything away from a Beyonce singer. I'm just saying she'll have anything like this.
You're outside of your mind. You're outside of your mind. What? Are you serious, bro? This is two heterosexual males having a versus. Beyonce versus Rihanna. Jay-Z, you gotta choose.
If I have nothing, I got you.
What? Well, because I got it with you. Come on, brother. One song left.
One song. One song left. We went eight.
Right. We went eight. We're over the time limit. I got to go.
All right. That's fine. I have plenty of songs left.
And we didn't even talk about AEW. That's on right now.
But Rihanna wins. Why?
Hey, nah. What's my name? Was this your last song? Was this my last song?
This is my last song.
I have one left.
No, okay, so yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We both have one left. That's what I got.
Yeah. That song is fire. And I'm cocky. I'm just very, very cocky. When you put Kanye West on, I got a big ego. Such a huge ego. He loves my big ego. Love the way I stroke my ego. But here we go. Welcome to the wonderful Earl of Gold. Come on. And now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Some call it arrogance. I call it. Come on, man. She gonna say to you, damn, I know I'm killing you with the legs. But matter of fact, it's my eyes, baby, my thighs. Come on, yo. Some like me. It's too big. It's too wide. It's too strong. It's too fit. It's too much. It's too. She talks like this because she can back it up. I got a fucking ego. Come on, you can't beat that, bro. And I gave you a chance. I had you, Rihanna. You should have came with Mariah. Mariah may have beat Beyonce.
Beyonce. Rihanna will beat Beyonce. I'm sorry.
Rihanna's getting her ass kicked.
I disagree. We're going to put the poll up. I'm going to have Rob put it up on our Instagram. I'm going to have him put it up on Twitter. And we'll put it up on Facebook. But I think that Rihanna might have it. Now, granted, you probably threw me off when we go to 10, right? So now I'm picking and choosing what I want to have my last song be.
Well, you need to hurry up.
I know I need to hurry up. Oh, it's so. But this is a good last song. This is a good last song. I'll give you credit. I have YouTube TV. That's why I can see it.
I need that YouTube TV there, bro. I have my brothers, but he ain't paid the bill.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna hit it. I didn't want to. I should have played this earlier when you were playing.
You should have stayed with Mariah.
No, Rihanna. I'm doing this all night.
I knew that's what it was. He was enjoying my music.
Don't understand till you go to Vegas. That might be why I will always be more Rihanna fan. But they love her in Vegas. This song is the reason she wins. Because she's the only girl in the world.
I got Jericho in the ring right now. We got AEW tonight. Punk versus Moxley. Who you got winning this match tonight?
Punk is going. Oh, actually, I don't have either one of them really winning. There's going to be some kind of swerve. They're going to have to fight all out. It doesn't make sense.
So they have it so right dynamite. Now.
Huh?
It doesn't make sense to have this fight right now.
Yeah, not at all. I know they're a terrible booking in their company, but no, I don't have either one winning this match.
It's in Vegas. I get it. You're in Vegas. I get it. But he can keep playing all the Rihanna songs he wants to. Because it's that. It doesn't matter. You can have her. Let her play. I'm playing her for you. Okay. Listen, we're going to get out of here, y'all. Welcome back to the debut episode of Best Damn Show and Radio Presents, where Barbershop Talking Radio Ryan on Popular Review. Any final words, Chris E?
We just came back. We're just starting up. Please make sure that you like, love, and share this. And please make sure you tell all your people about it. This is not just wrestling. This is not just movies. We accomplish everything now. And we're going to have these competitions every single week. And we need you all to call in and you all to participate. Tune in every single Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m.
We're a little bit long. AEW's only talking to Jericho on his sequence shirt jacket that I already have. That mine looks better. And that guy nobody cares to know who the hell he is. So with that being said, guys, we're out of here, y'all. Peace.